It is Rapid City Sports Talk Show, the Nate Brown Show. And our partners at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center helping you stay in the game. If you want to continue your active lifestyle, don't let an injury keep you from doing the things you love. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, the orthopedic experts, founded in 1976, taking care of patients like you and me in the Black Hills for over 40 years. Learn more online at bhosc.com. One of our guys we love to have on, orthopedic surgeon at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center for Inside Sports Medicine's Dr. Steve Joseph, and he's back on Fox Sports Rapid City. Steve, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing great, Nate. Yeah, excited to be back on. Appreciate the invite.
You bet. Interesting topic I wanted to get your take on. People have been talking about this nationally, and I wanted to get your take on this. Richard Sherman, cornerback, had a long career with the Seahawks. Now he signs with the 49ers, and he's trying to come back at a high level. He's had a great career, and the question is this. He had a ruptured Achilles for a defensive back, and I wanted to get in your mind, what's your initial reaction to the type of plays, the type of activity he's going to need to do, and that type of injury?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's a nasty, nasty injury. As you know, the Achilles tendon is kind of the tendon that's attaching the calf muscles down to the heel, so it's basically necessary for any explosive movement, you know, whether jumping as in Kobe Bryant or running and cutting as in Richard Sherman. And a lot of guys, frankly, aren't able to come back or not able to come back fully from that, particularly a full rupture like he had. So we'll have to see, you know, whether he loses a step or not. A lot of people, it takes up to a year to recover, and still they don't have the full strength or the explosiveness. So we'll see. And then, you know, also, as you know, he's also had some issues on the other side as well. And they just came out recently and said that he had a debris and a more minor surgery on the other Achilles too. So definitely some reservations with him being able to come back and have that explosive first step and change direction like we're used to seeing him be able to do.
Richard Sherman just signed a new deal. He negotiated himself. He's his own agent. So and it's a lot of incentive-laden stuff. So he's thinking, I'm coming back at a high level. I'm going to be a Pro Bowl guy. And he's basing his salary or a large chunk of it on high performance, even after coming off of a ruptured Achilles. So I want to ask you, why is it? You mentioned Kobe. You mentioned Richard Sherman. You need to be explosive. What is it about the Achilles tendon that makes it such a dicey situation when you have this injury?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great, great situation. I mean, it's a great question, Nate. Yes, yeah, so unfortunately, there's a couple things going on. So first of all, it's just such a high-demand tendon. So basically, all the force in your leg that's going down to your foot is through that tendon. So we rely on it a lot. And then unfortunately, just from overuse and just wear and tear, some of us get some degeneration in our tendons. It tends to be more in kind of a 30, 40-year-old weekend warriors, but some of these high-end athletes are getting it too just from wear and tear. And then the blood supply isn't very good there, so it can tend to tear under a high-demand circumstance, such as, you know, coming down from dunking the ball, or in Richard Sherman's case, you remember the play where he just kind of shifted direction and went for the ball, and it sounded like he probably had some inflammation in that tendon throughout the season. He'd been kind of having some problems with it, and that's ultimately what led him to undergo surgery on the other side too, hopefully to kind of breed out some of that disease tendon and hopefully bring about healing on that other side so he doesn't have to go through the same thing on the other side.
I want to ask you, success rate on a surgery like this, on trying to come back, whether it's a weekend warrior, that's one thing. How about at the NFL level, the NBA level, like Richard Sherman, what do you see here as a success rate after a surgery?
I think, you know, to be honest about it, I think it's probably a 50-50 thing. I think about 50% of guys will be able to get back at a same or a reasonable level. Now, he's a pretty impressive athlete, a hardworking guy, so I'm really hopeful that he can get back. But, yeah, I mean, his new contract that you alluded to is fascinating, so he's got a lot of incentives. But, you know, when you hear him talking about it, the big thing he was focused on when I listened to what he said is that he really wanted a guarantee. So he got a $5 million guarantee. So that makes me a little concerned about, you know, what his thoughts are, too. If he's really focusing on the guarantee, that makes me wonder if, if he's lacking some confidence in his ability to get back as well.
That's a nice signing bonus, $5 million, right?
Yeah, not bad, right?
Not too bad. So I guess if some incentives are thrown in, his signing bonus will make him okay right now. Dr. Steve Giuseppe talking to Richard Sherman, an interesting injury, no doubt. Orthopedic surgeon at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Steve, thanks for coming on, sharing your thoughts on it.
Yeah, sure. Appreciate it, Nate.
All right. Appreciate it. Dr. Steve Giuseppe, one of the best in the business, part of the team of highly trained medical professionals. The orthopedic experts are at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, supporting all of our area athletes and, of course, helping you stay in the game, specializing in what moves you. They are there when you need them. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center and Dr. Steve Giuseppe, part of the team. Go online for more information about what they can do for you at bhosc.com. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, proud sponsors of Inside Sports Medicine.